Wall Street encouraged them by the bailout. Wall Street encouraged them by the bailout.
Well, we've got a rare bit of good news to actually report to you, Tanya. Yes, but in the markets rose sharply. We saw the Dow Jones up nearly 500%. And what we're seeing is investors are responding positively to the government's attempt to try and rescue Citigroup. And in fact, that bank's share price itself was up nearly 60%.
Wall Street encouraged them by the bailout of Citi.
Well, they're facing a slowdown in consumer demand. Families' budgets have been squeezed by rising inflation and stagnant wages pretty much. Industries that depend on credit, like house builders and their supply chain, have been knocked for six because they're in too much credit. And then, although sterling has been very weak, the export markets of the Eurozone slowed down markedly in the last term.
Wall Street encouraged then by the bailout of Citi.
Well, and then finally now, this credit crunch, which had affected the financial sector, is kind of reaching out into all kinds of businesses around the world and causing trouble. It's that companies, perfectly viable companies around the place.
Well, we've got a rare bit of good news to actually report to you, Tanya. Yes, the markets rose sharply. We saw the Dow Jones up nearly 500%.
So this is not just a UK story as well. I mean, France and Germany have slowed down just as rapidly. Here in the UK, perfectly viable companies are finding it difficult to get the finance they need to manage their day-to-day working capital needs. Not just the money to build new factories or to take over loans, but just the day-to-day business is getting tough. And that's really slowing things down.
Wall Street encouraged then by the bailout.